Merry Christmas by Stephen Leacock. My dear young friend, said Father Time, as he laid his hand gently upon my shoulder, you are entirely wrong. Then I looked up over my shoulder from the table at which I was sitting, and I saw him. But I had known, or felt, for at least the last half hour that he was standing somewhere near me. You have had, I do not doubt, good reader, more than once that strange, uncanny feeling that there is someone unseen standing beside you, in a darkened room, let us say, with a dying fire, when the night has grown late, and the October wind sounds low outside. And when, through the thin curtain that we call reality, the unseen world starts for a moment clear upon our dreaming sense. You have had it? Yes, I know you have. Never mind telling me about it. Stop. I don't want to hear about that strange presentiment you had the night your Aunt Eliza broke her leg. Don't let's bother with your experience. I want to tell you mine. You are quite mistaken, my dear young friend, repeated Father Time. Quite wrong. Young friend, I said, my mind, as one's mind is apt to, in such a case, running to an unimportant detail. Why do you call me young? Your pardon, he answered gently. He had a gentle way with him, had Father Time. The fault is in my failing eyes. I took you at first sight for something under 100.
Under 100? I expostulated. Well, I should think so.
Your pardon again, said Time. The fault is in my failing memory, I forgot. You seldom pass that nowadays, don't you? Your life is very short of late. I heard him breathe a wistful, hollow sigh. Very ancient and dim he seemed, as he stood beside me. But I did not turn to look upon him. I had no need to. I knew his form, in the inner and clearer sight of